Stefan Evers, your consideration about the weekend in Belpuig?
It's been a strange weekend in some ways. You know, the track was very, very tricky today. You know, we had a lot of rain yesterday, and the track got very soft and got deep lines, and then the wind started to come and dry out a lot. So the track was difficult in some sections with the deep lines, the dry, bumpy. Also from the other side, we had some funny changes happening in last moment. Oxen, he was looking to win the GP, and then he DNF'd. He had a bike problem, and suddenly Marvin wins the GP, and same for Max Nagel. He looks like he's going to win the both motos, and then he crashes and end up at 9. So strange GP. Also Antonio make some crashing in the first race, didn't look so confident like other GPs. But okay, eventually he still have the red plate, and you know, he's still the guy to beat.
You think that means that the pace is very fast in both places, those changes?
You know, I think the track also bring in some changes, because there are some guys crashed, which normally don't crash, and like I said, the track is difficult. And But at the end of the day, it was good racing, especially MX1 in the second race. It was very exciting, a lot of riders together fighting for first place, and it was a good racing day.
After the fifth GP, which is the consideration between the 350 and 450? There is any machine better than the other?
No, it's hard to say. You know, I expected the 350 to be a bit down on some tracks, and they weren't. And like here in Belpuig, I expect again the advantage a little bit, but Tony didn't ride that good, and it looked like he struggled a bit. But then yesterday he took the whole shot in the start, so that was again a good thing. But yeah, a bit up and down. It also depends how good the rider is and how good he feels on that day.
Thank you, Stefan.
You're welcome.